Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio, Sean Michael Lyle. Sean?
Utah leaders are reacting to the mass shooting in Las Vegas. Governor Gary Herbert tweeted this morning that he's heartbroken and tells Nevada's Governor Sandoval, Utah's family stands with Nevada today and always. God bless. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox put on Twitter, not the news we wanted to wake up to. May God bless all. We need it. Senator Orrin Hatch saying he woke up this morning to the horrifying news out of Las Vegas, calling it shocking and senseless, asking for God's blessing on the victims and their families. Congresswoman Mia Love tweets she is heartbroken and outraged at the violence. Utah Department of Public Safety Commissioner Keith Squires is offering help. He says Utah's Information and Analysis Center is coordinating with Las Vegas Emergency Management. Although no assistance has been requested as of now, the shooter is from Mesquite, Nevada, which is right at the Utah border. And Salt Lake County Sheriff Rosie Rivera says she and Unified Police are deeply saddened by the horrific shooting, offering thoughts and prayers for what she calls this evil act.